Lucy, and this is all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week. Lindsay Buckingham has announced a solo tour after suffering a heart attack in 2019. The 12-day tour kicks off in Las Vegas this April and wraps up in May. This is the first tour Buckingham has done since famously being booted from Fleetwood Mac. Last week, Green Day announced they're bringing their Hella Mega Tour to Australia.
Hi, we're the Green Day Trio, and when we come to Australia, we like to listen to those idiots at Triple M.
But punk rock band didn't include Adelaide on the tour schedule.
What is wrong with Adelaide?
So our very own Triple M Adelaide has started a petition to get the massive punk rock lineup to South Australia.
There are dates in their schedule where they could fit in a show.
So far, it's got over 6,000 signatures and growing. If you want to get Green Day with special guests Fall Out Boy and Weezer to Adelaide, sign the petition on our website now.
They are open to this if they get the response they need.
For the rest of Australia, tickets are on sale Friday the 14th of Feb. In the country this week for his Old Black Eyes tour.
This is Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper showed his support for the city of Adelaide, wanting Green Day and other bands to stop ignoring our southern friends.
I mean, if we didn't play Adelaide, I'd go, what's wrong? Of course, Adelaide, we played here every single time that we've ever played Australia.
Alice Cooper is touring the country with MC50 and Aussie rockers Airborne. Tickets are on sale now. Speaking of bands that don't ignore Adelaide,
I will Faith No More.
Tickets for Faith No More's first Australian headline tour in 23 years is on sale now. Pearl Jam have announced they're playing New York's Apollo Theatre this March. The intimate gig will kick off the band's North American tour in support of their new record, Gigaton, out March 27th. We're loving the new single, Dance of the Clairvoyance. You can hear it on Triple M now. Rage Against the Machine have announced a massive North American tour this week, and Aussie fans are hanging for a tour down under. The band have reunited after a 9-year hiatus to headline a string of American tours. 3/4 of the Red Hot Chili Peppers have played live this weekend for the first time in 13 years.
This is Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers on Triple M.
Frontman Anthony Kiedis, bass player Flea, and new old guitarist John Frusciante played a bunch of songs, including the Chili Peppers' hit By The Way and covers of The Stooges and Gang of Four at a private memorial in California. First time we've seen Frusciante on stage with the Chilis since he reunited with the band last December. New York rockers The Strokes have announced the details of their first album since 2013. The new record, The New Abnormal, produced by Rick Rubin, is out this April with the lead single, At The Door, out now.
That's just what they do.
Iron Maiden have announced this week that they are never going to end. The aging metal band want to literally live forever.
Forever.
With the plan of replacing members as they, well...
Run to the hills.
So the band Iron Maiden will continue on. You can catch the real Iron Maiden when they tour Australia this May. Tickets are on sale now. Bluesfest have expanded their already huge lineup, with local musician Hearts joining Crowded House, Lenny Kravitz, Alanis Morissette, Eagles of Death Metal, Patti Smith, and heaps more. Visit our website for all the ticket info.
Don't dream it's over.
Smashing Pumpkins frontman Billy Corgan has confirmed there will be a new Smashing Pumpkins album this year, and it's going to be a double. Corgan confirmed the band have been working on it for over a year, and it's the most conceptual album the band have ever worked on. Interesting. The concert for National Bushfire Relief, Firefight, with Queen, Amy Shark, Alice Cooper and more, is happening in Sydney this weekend. And the concert has partnered up with clothing retailer Cotton On to design and sell a limited edition fundraiser t-shirt that's available online now. 100% of the proceeds from the sales of the tee will go directly to the National Bushfire Relief efforts. Also playing Firefight this weekend is Icehouse, who headlined Australia's largest free music festival, St Kilda Fest, this weekend. Celebrating the band's first appearance at the festival, which was at the very first instalment of St Kilda Festival 40 years ago. Playing a classic flower set, the band's leader, Ivor Davies, announced he's planning on retiring this May. Cold Chisel played the final show on their Blood Moon National Tour this weekend. and the band have heavily hinted it will be their final tour ever. Joining Triple M Gold Coast, Chisel's frontman Jimmy Barnes cemented the news.
You've got to remember, I'm 63, nearly 64, and I'm the young fella in the band. Yeah, I've never seen that, but I've just got a feeling this will be the last.
If you want to relive the awesomeness that is Cold Chisel Live, check out the band's brand new film clip for the single Killing Time online now.
It's killing time.
Don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock Interviews to stay up to date with all the latest rock interviews and news. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.